We've all heard the expression that laughter is the best medicine. And certainly, laughing can help people relieve stress, build resilience, and connect on a deeper human level. I'm joined now on the phone by Shireen Richter, who is a laughter and happiness professor and international laughter coach, and the vibrant force behind countless joy-filled events. She's known for her dynamic approach to wellness. She uses laughter to help people through difficult situations. And at this weekend's Limud, she's bringing her unique laughing session to participants. Shireen, thanks so much for joining us. How did you even get into the laughing business, if one can call it that?
Hi, Paula. Well, yeah, laughing is a very serious business.
That makes us both laugh.
Absolutely. It's quite a long story, but the truth is that to cut a long story short, I saw it on Oprah. So if we go back to 2008, which was many years ago, I remember watching an Oprah Winfrey show where she interviewed her makeup artist who was suffering from depression. And he had recently lost a very close friend of his, and he went to try a laughter class, and it's never left my mind what he said to her when she said, "How did it make you feel?" He said, "I felt the stress lift off my body, it lifted off my soul."
Oh, wow.
And I sat watching that thinking, oh my gosh, I need some of that.
I think everybody needs some of that.
Absolutely. And then what landed up happening is my late sister-in-law unfortunately suffered from bipolar, and she was very ill, and she had tried to take her life, and she was in hospital. And I happened to read a little article that there was someone from India doing a laughter class. So I decided to haul my whole family, including my own children, my niece and nephew, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and we all went off to laugh. And it was the craziest, maddest experience, but something so profound happened is that, you know, when we finished doing the laughing and my children had honestly thought I'd lost my mind, we got in the car and I felt like I was on drugs. And I kept thinking, how come I feel this good? Nothing on the outside of my life had changed, but everything on the inside of me had changed. And I could not believe the instant release and how good I felt. And that was the start of my journey.
You're known for saying that laughter is more than just fun. It's science. Can you explain the benefits of laughter on our mental and physical health?
Absolutely. So the reason why laughter is so powerful is because laughter is the only thing that a human being actually has that has the ability to 100% reverse the effects of stress on the human body. So what happens is when we're stressed, the brain releases cortisol and adrenaline, and then that cortisol causes inflammation, and that inflammation then leads to, you know, us having lowered immune systems, getting sick, not sleeping, suffering from burnout, all of those kind of things. But when we laugh, the minute we laugh, it sends a message to the brain to say that you're happy, even if you're not. And the brain then starts to release an entire pharmacy of feel-good happy drugs into your body, like endorphins, which are your body's natural painkillers, and serotonin. And then my favorite drug of all times, which is opiates, which is a direct chemical cousin to opium. And in fact, what lands up happening is you can become your own drug dealer. You can access these amazing happy drugs on tap whenever you want, wherever you are.
So next time I'll introduce you as a happy drug dealer, okay?
A legal one, yes.
Shireen, you mentioned a laughter class. So what is a laughter class? What happens in a laughter class? Because you said you just walked out with your family and it was an instant release.
Yes. In fact, just to let you know, I mean, I'm sitting as I'm speaking to you looking at the sea.
Thanks for putting that in. I'm sitting here looking at Craig. Craig, no offense, but you know, I'd rather look at the sea.
Yes. Well, I first drove to the Drakensberg yesterday to make people laugh in the Drakensberg this morning, and they needed a bit of my own medicine this afternoon. Because I came to do a session in Durban this afternoon. I'm flying back tonight for Limud. But the whole concept is that the brain can't tell the difference between real and simulated or fake laughter. So whether you're laughing because you heard a funny joke or you're faking the laugh, the brain can't tell the difference. But what it does is release all of these amazing chemicals and hormones. And if you look at what's going on in the world, we've reached a mental health crisis. You know, depression, anxiety, and burnout are such huge issues in most countries in the world. And if you look at why there's such issues, it's because we don't laugh anymore. You know, if we hear the word laughter, yes, if you watch a movie, then it's funny. But, you know, to just laugh or be joyful or jovial, people feel uncomfortable and weird and strange about it. And we've been conditioned that to laugh is silly and stupid. And the more we condition ourselves that it's silly and stupid, the more depressed the whole world's getting.
So if you're feeling a bit down, would you literally just force yourself to laugh and then you feel better?
Absolutely. So I teach people how to laugh, not because they're happy, but in order to make them happy. So I'll give you an example today. I was at my one client. This is a practical real life example, and I'm going to teach people how to do this at Limwood. But literally, I left the conference. I was on my way to the next one, which was a management conference with Nando's. There were 50 people. And half an hour in, there was a truck that had overturned, and for kilometers, none of the cars were moving. People were out of their cars, they were walking on the side of the road, and I'm looking at my watch going, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna get there. So at that point in time, I had two choices. The one was to get myself completely stressed, frantic and hysterical, or the other was to actually start laughing. And I phoned the lady, my client, and said, I'm just getting myself a helmet because as soon as I can drive, I'm going to be a race car driver. And we all laughed and it diffused the situation. And I ended up getting there and everything was all fine. So really, at the end of the day, it's something that is so vital to us as humans, and something that we need so much more of. It's natural, there's no side effects, you can do it whenever you need to. And I'm going to be teaching in the class people how to actually access this powerful tool and gift whenever they need it.
So your session at Limwood, are you actually going to be running a laughter class?
Yes, I'm going to be running a laughter class, and I'm also going to be explaining the science behind it, the reasons behind it, the effect it has on the body, and how you can actually tap into it in a real-world example. I'm also going to be, I'm doing two sessions at Limwood. So my first one is a Kabbalah sound journey, where I'm going to be taking people into Shabbos with the most magnificent session, where you will be sitting on a chair or lying on a mat with your eyes closed, and I have these absolutely beautiful quartz singing bowls, and those bowls have the ability to get your brain straight into theta in literally a couple of minutes. Now, theta is that almost lucid dreaming state, that space when you get into just before you fall asleep, mm-hmm. where you're able to manifest, create, visualize, and also release and recalibrate. So we're going to be going on a very special journey, taking people into Shabbos with lots of candles and just a beautiful energy. And then on Friday night after dinner, I'm going to be running a laughter class where I'm going to teach you the insights, and then we're actually going to get to feel for ourselves how amazing it is.
Well, I'll be there. So the questions I'm asking you now, probably no after the weekend, but I am thinking that some people might feel self-conscious about laughing on cue. How do you help participants break through that barrier?
So the key with this is understanding why you're doing it. You know, if you understand the reason why you're doing it and what you're doing, it makes it a lot easier. So in the same way as if you want to run a marathon, you can't just suddenly wake up tomorrow and go and run the comrades. You've got to practice and train for it. People would feel uncomfortable or self-conscious because we have conditioned ourselves that it's silly and stupid to laugh. So I do take you through a journey, and really no one will feel uncomfortable or silly or stupid, or, you know, it's done in a very gentle way, but I really have worked it into a form of magic where without you even realizing, you will literally be crying with laughter.
And so it's not as easy as if I'm feeling down, think of a joke and because the last thing I feel, I'm talking about myself, but I imagine it's true for everyone. The last thing we feel like doing when we're feeling down is laughing. So it's not as easy as in that moment thinking of a joke and forcing yourself to laugh. It's not like that, is it? Or like taking your fingers and forcing your lips to go up so there's a smile.
Well, so it's definitely not like that at all, because the whole concept of laughter is, if you look at the human body and you look at everything within the human body, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, our heart and lungs, everything has a purpose. And if you look at how the human being was made, God made us in perfection. And then you ask yourself the question, well, do I use my lungs and my heart and my eyes and my nose every day? Yes, you do. Do you use it when you're in the mood? Do you use your heart and your lungs and your eyes when you're in the mood? Or do you use them all the time?
Do you use them all the time?
Well, we've conditioned ourselves that we can only laugh when we're in the mood. And that's the beginning of the problem.
Okay.
So basically, it's as simple as the brain can't tell the difference between real and simulated or fake laughter. So whether you're faking a laugh or you're really laughing, the brain doesn't know the difference. But the same physiological and biochemical things happen within the body. So I'll give you an example if you want to try it with me.
Okay.
Okay. So all we're going to do, remember, fake it till you make it.
Okay.
Even if it feels uncomfortable, even if it feels weird, and the listeners that are at home can really try it with us because it's a really fun thing to do. First, you have to decide, do I choose to be happy? Do I choose that I want to live a different life? Do I choose that I don't want to be filled with burnout and depression and anxiety and stress? Because if that's your choice, then you're already one step ahead of the pack, because now you're saying, I choose to be happy and I'm going to choose to do this even if it feels horrible or uncomfortable, because I know what the end result's going to be. Then what we do is we put our pretend cell phones or your real cell phones next to your ear. And what we're going to do is you're going to pretend you're having the funniest conversation you've ever had.
That makes me smile.
On the other side of the phone is just ridiculously crazy, funny, hysterical. And we're just going to laugh as loudly as we can on the count of two. One of two things will happen. Either you're going to feel completely strange, weird, and crazy, which doesn't matter, because remember, the end result is you're going to feel amazing. Well, the second thing is that you may actually really start to laugh. And then that's just really beautiful and you feel amazing. So
will you do it with me? Anybody listening, on the count of two,
yes,
just burst out laughing. Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
Craig, you're doing this as well. You're taking a phone, you're putting it at your ear or you're looking at it, and then you're just laughing as if it's the funniest joke you've ever heard.
As if the person is ridiculously funny. They told you something.
Craig's already laughing. Okay. All right, let's go for it. Craig,
okay,
you have to do this. I'm doing it
two.
As well. Okay, go for it.
Okay. One, two.
Craig. Well, I'm laughing hearing you're laughing.
Well, you see, that's exactly what happens because we have mirror neurons in our brains. And so when we hear somebody else laughing, generally it will trigger the laugh response in ourselves. So that's
amazing.
What happens. You start off in a class with a little giggle and then everyone's laughing and then it becomes contagious.
So this
and everybody
is,
carries on laughing.
So this is a challenge to everyone listening. We're going to join you at your laughter and happiness Limud sessions. We are all going to have a great big belly laugh. And we're going to remember that laughter is not just an escape from life's challenges, but a powerful tool to face those challenges with strength and positivity. Shireen Richter.
I couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Paula.
Shireen Richter, laughter and happiness professor and an international laughter coach. Look forward to seeing you at Limud. Thanks for weighing in.
Thanks, Paula. Thank you. God bless.